This is a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Senate will come to order. Good afternoon. Leading us in prayer this afternoon is Roger Easland from the Pier Fort Peer Ministerial Association. Following the prayer, we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by the page of the day, Sarah Tevet.
Let us pray. God, it's no secret to you that we need your help. These are difficult times. People are filled with fear. We all wonder what tomorrow will bring. Calm our spirits. Give us your wisdom. You might remember justice for all. Bless our troops. This nation's at war. Bless this place, these people. They do your work. Work of the wonderful people of South Dakota. We pray in the name of the Lord. Amen.
The Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Abdallah, Adelstein, Ahlers, Bartling, Bradford, Brown, Dempster, Frisley, Gant, Garnos, Gillespie, Gray, Hanson, Tom, Hanson, Gary, Haverly, Heideprim, Howie, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Gerstad, Klocek, Knutson, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Teason, Turback, Berry, Valley. There is a quorum present, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 16th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
Is there a second? Motion is to approve the journal. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Members of the Senate, without objection, I would ask we proceed immediately to order of business 8 so we can take up the Senate page resolution first thing. Is there any objection? Seeing none, we'll proceed to order of business 8, motions and resolutions.
Senator Dempster moves that the Senate page resolution number 2 be adopted.
Is there
the
a
question,
second?
Okay.
Excuse me. Been moved and seconded Senate page resolution number 2. Remarks on that motion? Senator Dempster.
Thank you, Mr. President and members of the body. While every page class has their own character and has their own personalities, and I hear rumors out and about the chamber that this is our most social class to date. Clearly, I think that's evidenced by red suspender and yellow shirt day, and up until just a couple of seconds ago, glasses day. Didn't most of you have glasses on? Didn't many of you have glasses on? You are all fabulous, and thank you for inspiring us, and thank you for letting us know tangibly that this work that we do here is worthwhile. You are a delight, and we are delighted to have you. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Senator Gillespie.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. Well, on behalf of Senator Heideprim and our caucus, I too want to commend the work that you did as our pages for the last 2 weeks. You really have an opportunity to develop lifetime friendships in your last 2 weeks that you will carry with you throughout the rest of your life. I know pages that served together that went on to college and after college during work history that remember the time and happiness spent here. And I also hope that you carry home with you to your family and your friends and your peers the spirit for our government that you showed here this week with your laughter and smiles. I have to agree with Senator Dempster. You have been a cheerful group. You cheer us up. You help make our work lighter. And for that, we thank you. And I just want to quickly mention that among your midst is my niece, Sarah Tevet. And I know Senator Klocek has a niece, Susie Klocek, there. And oftentimes legislators have the opportunity to have family up here. And I think she's an exceptional young woman, and I'm proud of her, and I'm proud of all of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Seeing none, the question before the Senate is Senate page resolution 2, a resolution expressing the appreciation and gratitude of the Senate of the 84th Legislature of the State of South Dakota to Brielle Betzold, Tessa Bollinger, Merritt Hoime, Mackenzie Jones, Susanna Klocek, Michael Maitland, Allison Pierce, Aaron Schoenbeck, Sarah Tevet, Thad Tietze, Sigrid Wald, and Karen Zorodnicek. Whereas the above named served loyally as pages for the Senate of the 84th Legislative Session, and whereas The members of the 84th Senate express their most sincere appreciation to these young people for their service to the state, and whereas the members extend to these young people their wishes for every success in life, now therefore be it resolved by the Senate of the 84th Legislature of the State of South Dakota that a copy of this resolution be duly certified and furnished to each page on this their last day of service. As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah.
Aye.
Adelstein. Ahlers.
Aye.
Bartling. Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Dempster. Dempster. Frisley. Gant. Darnos. Gillespie. Gray. Hanson Tom. Hanson Gary. Haverly. Heideprim. Howie. Hunstead. Hunhoff. Durstead. Klocek. Knudsen. Maher. Merchant. Miles. Nelson. Nesselhoff. Norstrup. Olson. Peterson. Roden. Schmidt. Thiessen. Trebekberry. Valley. Senator Adelstein. Adelstein. Senator Adelstein. Mr. President, there are 33 ayes, 2 excused.
So the motion has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect. Motion carries, and Senate Page Resolution 2 is adopted. Congratulations. Members of the Senate, please join Senator Gray in welcoming to the Senate gallery a very sharp-looking senior government class from Riggs High School and their advisor, Mr. Kurth, right up here in the gallery. Welcome.
Mr. President.
Senator Hunhoff.
Thank you. Personal privilege.
Yes, that's granted.
Thank you, Mr. President. You know, in our lives, as we reach a new decade of life, we can look back on our past achievements and experiences, but we also have opportunity to look at our new experiences as we enter a new decade. Well, one of our colleagues is entering his new decade of midlife, being mid-century old. And so I was wondering, Mr. President, if on this festive occasion, not only could we sing Senator Rhodes' happy birthday, but his twin sister here, Lori, is also, and include her because, you know, when Larry came along, there was something else that came along, a wonderful sister. So they both are sharing this day. So if we could sing them happy birthday, I'd really appreciate that.
I think that would be in order. Will you lead us, Senator?
You bet. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Senator Hawley.
Personal privilege.
Yes, that's granted.
Thank you. In the heated debate yesterday on a certain Lyon bill, I gave some testimony, and I wanted just for the record to clarify, I think I said that I had not been lion hunting with dogs, and my focus was in South Dakota. Frankly, I've been lion hunting unsuccessfully with dogs in another state, and I just wanted to clear that up and take this opportunity, if you don't mind a show of hands, anyone want to reconsider that?
I had really tossed and turned last night worrying about that, Senator.
Mr. President.
Senator Peterson.
Personal privilege?
Yes, that's granted.
Thank you, Mr. President. There are getting to be fewer and fewer young farmers that are left in the state of South Dakota, and I'm happy to introduce to you one that is here today with his wife on the way to the beautiful Black Hills to go out to the stock show. I'd like you to please recognize my son, Heath, who farms with me, and his wife, Danielle.
Welcome. Thank you, Senator. Members of the Senate, the following bills have passed both houses of the legislature, and I'm signing them in your presence. House Bill 1027, an act to provide for certain employer insurance assistance programs. House Bill 1030, an act to repeal certain requirements for the filing of an annual actuarial certifications. And House Bill 1035, an act to require the Secretary of State to redact certain numbers before furnishing copies of information. We'll now revert to consideration of executive appointments. If there's no objection, hearing none, we'll so revert.
The Senate proceeds to the consideration of the executive reappointment of Dwayne Schmatz of Hughes County, Pierce, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Lottery Commission.
Remarks on the reappointment of Dwayne Schmatz. Senator Gray.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would just ask that you advise and consent today to the appointment of Dwayne Schmatz to the Lottery Commission. I've known Dwayne for several years. He works for Performance Bankers here in Pierce and has offered great service to the Commission over the past few years. This is a reappointment. And again, I would ask for your confirmation. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Seeing none, the question is, does the Senate advise and consent to the reappointment of Dwayne Schmatz pursuant to the message as found on page 300 of the Senate Journal? As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah? Aye. Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling? Bradford? Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos? Gillespie?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Howie, Hunstead,
aye.
Unhoff,
aye.
Jerstead,
aye.
Klochek,
aye.
Knutson,
aye.
Maher,
aye.
Merchant,
aye.
Miles,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Nesselhoff,
aye.
Nordstrup,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Rhodes,
aye.
Rodin, sorry, Schmidt, Teason, Trebekberry, Valley?
Aye.
Senator Bradford?
Aye.
Senator Garnos?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 34 ayes, one excused.
So the question has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect, and the President declares the reappointment is confirmed.
The Senate proceeds to the consideration of the executive reappointment of Virginia Nelson of Pennington County, Rapid City, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Lottery Commission.
Remarks on the reappointment of Virginia Nelson. Senator Dempster.
Thank you, Mr. President. I, too, would ask you to lend your advice and consent to the renomination of Virginia Nelson as a member of the South Dakota Lottery Commission. She and her son own a C-store in Rapid City, has considerable video lottery experience, is primarily interested in making certain that we have an understanding to what purposes video lottery revenue is put to. But I would ask you to lend your advice and consent.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question is, does the Senate advise and consent to the reappointment of Virginia Nelson pursuant to the message as found on page 300 of the Senate Journal? As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah? Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling? Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos? Gillespie, Gray,
aye.
Hanson Tom,
aye.
Hanson Gary,
aye.
Haverly,
aye.
Heideprim,
aye.
Howie,
aye.
Hunstead,
aye.
Unhoff,
aye.
Jerstead,
aye.
Klochek,
aye.
Knutson,
aye.
Maher,
aye.
Merchant,
aye.
Miles,
aye.
Nelson,
aye.
Nesselhoff,
aye.
Nordstrup,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Roden,
aye.
Schmidt, Teason, Trebekberry, Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 34 ayes, one excused.
So the question has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect. The President declares the reappointment is confirmed. We'll move now to Order of Business 5, reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Education respectfully reports it has had under consideration Senate Bill 165 and recommends said bill do pass, and Senate Bill 145 and recommends said bill do be referred to the Committee on Appropriations, and Senate Bill 112, which was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Cooper Garnos, Chair. Also, Mr. President, The Committee on Commerce respectfully reports has had under consideration Senate Bill 84 and House Bill 1056 and recommends said bills do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Russell Olson, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Appropriation respectfully reports has had under consideration Senate Bills 32, 36, and 164 and recommends said bills do pass, and Senate Bills 72 and 74, which were amended and recommend said bills do pass, and Senate Bill 114, which was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Gene M. Hunhoff, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Agriculture and Natural Resources respectfully reports has had under consideration Senate Bills 22 and 136 and House Bill 1054 and recommend said bills do pass, and House Bill 1051 and recommend said bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and House Bill 1053, which was amended, and recommend said bill do pass. Larry Roden, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports has had under consideration Senate Bill 89, Senate Bills 89 and 131, and recommend said bills do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and Senate Bill 127, and recommend said bill do pass, and House Bill 1097, which was amended, and recommend said bill do pass. Gene G. Abdallah, Chair.
Members of the Senate, please join the senators from Sioux Falls in welcoming guests from Sioux Falls for Sioux Falls Day at the Legislature. Welcome there in the blue shirts. Please stand from Sioux Falls and be recognized. Messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith House Bills 1060, 1062, 1063, 1099, 1122, 1126, 1138, 1148, 1171, and 1197, which have passed the House. And your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Karen Gertis, Chief Clerk.
We'll move again to motions and resolutions.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 3. A concurrent resolution supporting a study of the potential creation of a Department of Veterans Affairs as a cabinet-level department.
Senate concurrent resolution number 3 reading is waived, and SCR 3 will be placed on the calendar for Monday, the 18th legislative day. Are there further motions and resolutions?
Senate concurrent resolution number 1. A concurrent resolution reappointing Mr. Marty Ginden of Pierre, South Dakota, to the Office of Auditor General.
Senate concurrent resolution number 1. Is there a motion on it, Madam Secretary?
Oh.
Or is this the first reading?
No, you're right. No, that's a second. I'm sorry. Senator Hunhoff moves that the Senate concurrent resolution number 1 as found on page 220 of the Senate Journal, be adopted.
Thank you. Moved and seconded to adopt SCR 1. Remarks on the motion, Senator Hunhoff.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the Senate. It's my privilege today to ask for your support of reappointment of Marty Ginden as the Auditor General for South Dakota. In 1943, the state enacted this position. They made it an appointment for a term of 8 years. During that time, we have had five Auditor Generals, and we are now asking for the reappointment of Marty Ginden. I've had my experiences of knowing Mr. Ginden through experiences with the Government Operations Audit Committee and also serving as Vice Chair of the Executive Board. He is someone who has much integrity in his position. He certainly orchestrates and coordinates the services of his area, programming, and people to provide excellent auditing and financial oversight for the services of South Dakota. We always talk about promoting our homegrown. Marty was born in a farm family in Aurora County, had his early education there, and spent a lot of time at the local bowling alley and cafe businesses. He's a graduate of Plankinton High School and then went on to graduate with a Bachelor of Science degree in Business Administration. His career started in the Department of Legislative Audit in 1978, where in 1984, he was promoted to Information Systems Audit Manager, and in 2000, he received his first appointment as Auditor General. Marty has been married to his wife, Wendy, for 25 years and has two daughters. I would ask for your support in passage of this appointment. Thank you.
Further remarks on the motion? Senator Klochek.
Thank you, Mr. President. I, too, rise in support of Marty Ginden. He is very transparent. Every time I've asked for information from him, I had immediate access. Six things describe this gentleman: accuracy, thoroughness, timeliness, character and high standards of professionalism and integrity. I ask your support of Marty Gittin. Thank you, Mr. President. I'm members of the body.
Further remarks? Seeing none, the question is Senator Hunhoff motion that SCR 1 be adopted. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah. Aye. Adelstein.
Aye.
Ahlers.
Aye.
Bartling. Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Dempster.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gant.
Aye.
Garnos.
Aye.
Gillespie.
Aye.
Brave.
Aye.
Hanson Tom.
Aye.
Hanson Gary.
Aye.
Averly. Heideprim, Howie, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Durstead, Klocek, Knudsen, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Thiessen, Sherback Berry, Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 34 ayes, one excused.
So the motion on SCR 1 has received an affirmative vote of majority of the members elect. Motion carried and SCR 1 is adopted. Senator Knudsen.
Mr. President, I believe now would be the appropriate time for me to move that SCR 3, which you had earlier asked for a waiver of the referral to committee and place on Monday's calendar. I think that bill should in fact be, or that concurrent resolution should be heard by the State Affairs Committee, and I would at this time move we refer that to State Affairs.
Very well. Moved and seconded by Senator Knudsen to refer SCR 3 to the Committee on State Affairs. Any remarks on that motion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
Nay.
Motion carried. Are there any further motions and resolutions? Hearing none, we'll move to item 9, consideration of reports of committees.
Senator Knudsen moves that the reports of the Standing Committees on Transportation on Senate Bill 119 is found on page 297 of the Senate Journal. Also, Health and Human Services on Senate Bill 130 is found on page 298 of the Senate Journal. Also, Health and Human Services on Senate Bill 139 is found on page 298 of the Senate Journal. Also, Local Government on Senate Bill 158 is found on page 297 of the Senate Journal. Also, taxation on Senate Bill 161 is found on page 299 of the Senate Journal. Also, State Affairs on Senate Joint Resolution Number 3 is found on page 299 of the Senate Journal. Be adopted.
Is there a second? Motion is to adopt the reports of standing committees. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We have no Senate bills. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 1126, an act to revise certain provisions regarding a private applicator of pesticides becoming a qualified driver for the purpose of motor carrier safety. House Bill 1062, an act to increase the reward for certain information regarding livestock thefts. House Bill 1063, an act to revise certain brand registration provisions concerning out-of-state brands on cattle sold in the livestock inspection area. House Bill 1060, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the mortgage lender business and to provide for fees and penalties related thereto. House Bill 1099, an act to revise certain provisions regarding insurance coverage for residential property that is destroyed while under construction. House Bill 1122, an act to require that prosecutors notify victims of domestic abuse regarding the status of their case. House Bill 1138, an act to provide for the defeasance of the Commission on the Status of Women. House Bill 1148, an act to clarify requirements for employment of a city engineer. House Bill 1171, an act to exempt any school district from the minimum size requirement if it operates the only remaining public high school located within the boundaries of any county. And House Bill 1197, an act to allow single-family dwellings that are under construction or listed for sale by contractors to be classified as owner-occupied single-family dwellings for the purpose of taxation.
For those of you in the gallery watching, the bills that the Secretary just read have all passed the House of Representatives, and they're now coming over to be considered by the Senate. The first step in that process is to refer them to a Senate committee. Those bills which are just read are referred to the following committees, House Bills 1062 and 1063 to Agriculture and Natural Resources, to the Committee on Commerce, House Bills 1060 and 1099, to the Education Committee, House Bill 1171, to the Judiciary Committee, House Bills 1122 and 1138, to the Committee on Local Government, House Bill 1148, to the State Affairs Committee, House Bill 1197, and to the Transportation Committee, House Bill 1126. Second reading of consent calendar items.
House Bill 1047, an act to increase the membership of the Board of Directors of the Economic Development Finance Authority.
Items on the consent calendar were passed out of committee with a unanimous recommendation for passage. They are placed on the consent calendar. No debate is allowed on the floor. Only questions for clarification. Are there any questions? Seeing none, the question is the item, House Bill 1047, on the consent calendar. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah?
No.
Adelstein? Ahlers? Bartling? Bradford? Brown? Dempster? Frisley? Gant? Garnos? Gillespie? Gray? Hanson Tom? Hanson Gary? Haverly? Heideprim? Howie? Hunstead? Hunhoff? Jurstead? Klocek? Knutson? Maher? Merchant? Miles? Nelson? Nesselhoff? Nordstrup? Olson? Peterson? Roden? Schmidt? Thiessen? Turbeck-Berry? Valley? Mr. President, there are 29 ayes. Pardon? Adelstein changes to aye. Mr. President, there are 31 ayes, 3 nays, 1 excused.
So the question has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect. The consent calendar is passed. Any questions on the title? Title deemed correct. Second reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 90, an act to increase the number of varieties of malt beverages, wine, distilled spirits, liquor, and cordials that an off-sale alcoholic beverage licensee may offer for sampling in one day.
Senate Bill 90 has had its second reading. It's now up for final consideration. Any remarks? Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 90 came through the Commerce Committee with a 7-0 vote, and I will never pretend to be able to read the mind of my good friend and senator from Lincoln and Minnehaha County as to why he pulled the bill off the consent calendar, other than the fact that I want to think that he wanted someone from District 8 to address the bill that consumes less than the allowable amounts for sampling that are allowed in this bill. So to that, Senate Bill 90 actually increases the number and varieties of malt beverages, wine, distilled spirits, and liquor that off-sale licensees may produce in one day. Under the current law, a retailer with an off-sale liquor license may offer a sampling of only one variety of beer, one variety of wine, and one variety of a spirit. As amended, Senate Bill 90 would allow the retailer to offer more than one sample of each variety. Senate Bill 90 does not increase the total number of samples that are dispensed to a consumer. Under current law, a person may not consume more than one sample of beer, wine, and spirits, so that's a total of 3 samples. Under Senate Bill 90, a person may not consume more than 3 samples of any combination of beer, wine, or spirit. Senate Bill 90 does not increase the size of the samples that may be dispensed to the consumer. Under the current law, no sample of beer may be larger than 3 fluid ounces, no wine sample may be larger than 50 milliliters, and no spirit may be larger than 25 milliliters, or about 2 tablespoons. Senate Bill 90 does not change these size limits of the sample. What it does is it gives the benefit to the retailers and the consumers by allowing the retailers to have the flexibility to market their alcoholic beverages and products, and it lets consumers try different brands of beer, wine, and spirits. I'd urge your support of Senate Bill 90.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks on Senate Bill 90? Seeing none, the question is final consideration of Senate Bill 90. As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah? Aye. Adelstein?
Aye.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Howie?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Gerstead?
Aye.
Pocheck? Knutson, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Teason, Trebekberry, Valley. Mr. President, there are 34 ayes, one excused.
Senate Bill 90 has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect and is declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.
Senate Bill 94, an act to exempt certain small wind energy facilities from property taxation.
Senate Bill 94 has had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Any remarks? Senator Klocek.
Thank you, Mr. President. Honorable members of the body, Senate Bill 94 comes to you as an attempt to help do something for small business and our family homeowners when it comes to developing wind power here in South Dakota. It's a simple bill that asks a exemption for these units, and it's up to $30,000 value, but the total tax, and we've tried to get a handle on it. We've asked our good friend, Mr. Roberts, we've asked Revenue, and we've gotten no response, but LRC did give me a response finally in the last few minutes. I received one at my desk. We're estimating, when you do all the formulas and everything, and what it is, to be approximately $127. $127 is what we're asking. We've talked to many assessors. They say for what they feel the value is, it's going to cost more for them to assess these units than they would collect in taxes. But it would be a nice step for the people of South Dakota to know that they would get these, get this exemption. George Bush Sr. has one of these towers at Kennebunkport. Towers themselves pay the full rate off all sales and excise taxes in the state. Let me repeat, when they purchase one of these towers, they currently will pay and will continue to pay the full rate of sales and excise taxes. It is time we do offer economic development for our small business and homeowners and individual systems. I do have other information available on these systems. I didn't hand them out. But I do have, if anybody wants them, on the proposals, what they are. And I just want to emphasize, this is up to only $30,000. So if they put more than that up, they wouldn't get the tax break. It would just be on that first $30,000. The other thing that I would like to emphasize is, this is money that we would save in taxes and would go through the economy seven times. And that would be more money available to spend in our small towns and even in the state's number one city of Sioux Falls. Mr. President, honorable members of the body, I would be glad to try to answer any questions. You do have two handouts. One is the schools handout, the turbines that are going up there. It shows a picture of them installing the tower at the Douglas School there in Rapid City. This company is based out of Rapid City called Sky GenPro. It's a South Dakota business selling a great product. And you know what? They tell me that they've only sold 40 towers in the state of South Dakota last year, where they've sold thousands in other states. And this is one small way where we can say, yes, we do support our small business. And also the handout, I apologize, John Reynolds' article, it's blown up a little. You might not be able to read all the writing, but turn to page two. There's an issue that's also pushing this. It says that we shall be 10% by 2015 in renewable energy standards. So, Mr. President, I'm members of the body. I would ask for your vote on Senate Bill 94, and be glad to answer any questions. Thank you, Mr. President. I'm members of the body.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks?
President.
Senator Olson.
Thank you. I'm going to stand up and ask you to oppose Senate Bill 94 for a couple of reasons. You know, and it doesn't matter whether it's $100, $1,000, or $10,000. We're taking local funds out of local bank accounts without their input. This bill creates tax incentives with property taxes. The state does not collect or spend any property taxes. Property taxes fund our local schools, our cities, and other units of local government. This bill requires that schools and other local government units give up a portion of their primary revenue source. Other property tax incentives in our state are at the discretion of the county, so now we want to take away the local control of our counties. We shouldn't create a tax incentive by giving away from money that's relied upon by other governmental entities. The second problem I have with this bill is that what amounts to a permanent and total exemption from property taxes. Other tax incentives that we provide are partial or phased out over time. This bill exempts the most expensive portions of the windmills, the turbines, and the blades, and then exempts the additional amount, as the good senator said, up to $30,000. Testimony during committee, I'm told, on this bill said that the total installed cost for most systems is typically between $12,000 and $18,000, so most systems are going to be completely exempt forever. It's not fair to promote economic development with other people's money. It's also not fair to create a permanent and total exemption from property taxes to promote economic development. Please vote no on Senate Bill 94.
Senator Gillespie.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. Well, I must correct something that was just stated here, that there was no input from the individuals from whom potential tax revenue would be taken away. As the journal reflects, that during committee, there was testimony and opposition provided from the Association of County Commissioners. And nonetheless, this bill was sent out of committee, I believe, by a 6-3 vote. So please take that into consideration as you consider the bill, and I ask that you support the bill. Thank you.
Further remarks? Senator Adelstein?
The testimony in the committee showed very clearly that if the individual invested in these smaller generating sets, that they would have a return on investment of something between 8 and 10%. I think that is certainly an adequate motivation for the investment and should not therefore have this bill passed, which deprives counties of revenue and only returns an additional an amount beyond what's reasonably expected for return on investment.
Senator Merchant.
President, members of the body, I would urge you to support this bill because we allow other incentive programs and other rebate programs to larger corporations at a much larger rate than this will even impact us. And this will help us to grow self-sustainability and promote this industry from within, this homegrown wind energy area. And, you know, when we offer a sales tax exemption for rodeo workers and a lot of other areas to grow those economic industries, you know, we need to think outside of the box here. What long-term can we gain from this? Self-sustainability, becoming a lot more green, capturing our wind, and promoting the use of all of those above. I think it's a matter of changing our attitude. I also would point out that the rebate program currently is paperwork intensive, and yes, it does, after 6 years, it does not offer any rebates of taxes. This is a permanent tax, property tax benefit for that portion of the property, but I do urge you to consider it. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Any member wish to speak before Senator Klochek speaks a second time?
Very briefly, Mr. President.
Senator Klochek,
thank you, Mr. President, for the honor. A couple of statements that I would like to correct, and I would start with the biggest one, 10-4-36. The bottom of that sentence, this is out of our South Dakota code, real property describes the nameplate capacity for what they're fully taxable on those wind towers. For the purpose of S-10-4-36 to 10-4-38, real property includes the base, foundation, tower, and substations. Real property does not include the wind turbine or blades attached. They are not taxed now. And I just wanted to correct the good senator on that. The other thing is we are already giving larger breaks to the larger wind tower projects thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars. The local funds going back into local accounts, the assessors again said it's not worth it to testify to even assess these for the money that's going to collect. It's going to be an offset that will be a cost that I feel will be greater to the counties than the tax collected. And I'm very sincere in that, and I believe that to be very true. Thank you, Mr. President. I ask for your support on Senate Bill 94.
Further remarks? Senator Hansen, Tom Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I would also ask that you resist this bill and oppose it for a couple of reasons. But again, I think that we need to go back and review the fact that property tax that's generated goes to the county. State government gets nothing from property tax. And as was mentioned, there's sales tax and contractors' excise tax, which generates money that flows to state government, and that would be collected, and that's very fine. But we are withholding the ability for the local governing body, the county, to receive revenue that they are entitled to. Remember that our property tax system is based on value, and we have several other types of investments, improvements to property, such as a lot of geothermal systems have been installed. Those add to the value, and those also add to the property tax revenue of the county. But I think we should go back and spend just a moment reviewing the bill that we passed last year, House Bill 1320, and that dealt with the, and was mentioned, my good friend from Brookings talked about the larger developments. And here we're actually talking about some fairly significant revenues. And that House Bill 1320 was actually a deal that was struck between the Department of Revenue and the developers that would allow for a division of participation of the revenues. There's a flat fee, $3,000 per megawatt of nameplate capacity that flows right directly to county government. And then there's also a gross receipts portion so that the developer who is willing to pay tax, but they just didn't want to have to start paying tax until they were producing energy, and that makes good sense. And that gross receipts tax is divided between state government and 20% flows back to county government. So there we have something that's producing revenue for county government. But for us in state government to start deciding how we are going to use county government dollars, I think that's a little bit out of our bounds, and we talk about local control. Well, it looks to me like that's taking away local control at the far end of what we would choose to be wanting to do. So, again, I would ask you to vote no on this bill.
Senator Gerstein.
Thank you, Mr. President, and my friends and colleagues in the Senate. I think we're losing the point here and getting up a lot of details and a lot of noise. This is just about a few individuals in the state, and it's going to grow. The number's going to grow about those individuals making or building some very small personal windmills for power. This is something that's being done all across the United States. Thousands upon thousands of these are being sold. The cost is somewhere $12,000 to $15,000. And I don't expect, you know, if we took a poll here, that anybody's going to run out and do that right away. But some of the folks are, and a little tax incentive will be helpful. Going forward, if each one of us does a little bit to help our environment and to help promote natural energy sources, just a little bit, we're all going to be sustained going into the future. If every person in the United States took one of those new light bulbs and just replaced one light bulb in their house with one of those new light bulbs, we could supply all the energy needs for a city of 1 million people for a year. So if everybody does just a little bit, this is just about a little incentive, a small incentive, new monies, it would have been for the counties, to promote the use of a natural source of wind energy. This is a good move. This is a small move. We should do this.
Further remarks?
Mr. President, I have a question for Senator Nelson.
State your question.
Senator, I apologize if you said this. I missed it if you already gave this information. But do we have property tax incentives for large wind operations, too, or is it just excise sales or use tax.
Senator Hansen, you're rich to respond.
Yes, I do, and that's a little bit the reason for striking the deal last year. And as the senator from Scotland mentioned, that a large portion of these units are classified as personal property and not subject to real property, but they are also on the land that has been given an easement. And the reason that the developers were willing to portion a part of their, it's called tax in lieu of property tax, that's the $3,000 per megawatt of nameplate standard. And so that is treated as property tax, just like, well, I guess in some ways it's a little bit like a centrally assessed property, which is a little bit harder to identify, centrally assessed, of course, is equally divided or proportionally divided across all of the land that that property exists. But on the case of the wind towers, they are have a specific location, so that flat amount goes to the county and the school district where it's located. And then, as I mentioned, the gross receipts is divided between state government and county government.
Senator Trebekberry, you still have the floor.
Thank you, sir. One more question. It's really important to me that I understand this. And is that $3,000 that's essentially in lieu of property taxes, is that a one-time payment or is that an annual payment?
Senator Hansen, do you wish to respond?
Yes, I do, and thank you for the question, because it is an annual amount. So it's an ongoing, continuing source of revenue for those local governments.
Senator Trebekberry, you have the floor. Very well. Further remarks? Anything further?
Mr. President.
Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, go back and do the math. Go back and do the math. I voted for that bill a year ago because we were told that we had to do something to compete with surrounding states because our property taxes were way too high. We were collecting much more in tax than what Minnesota and North Dakota was collecting. And if we were going to get wind development here in South Dakota, we had to reduce those property taxes. And I did hear from some of my county commissioners, because we did take away revenue. In my district, there are wind farms coming up. And there was significant reduction in revenue and property taxes. In South Dakota, we love big industry, and that's good, and I always vote for that. We give a lot of incentives for big industry. We rebate their construction taxes, and we give them property tax breaks. But it's about time that we do something for the small guy. This is just some local small wind generator that's going to be put beside a house to help to reduce their carbon footprint here on this United States. Please, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, give the same consideration to the little guy that we do big business. Thank you. Please vote for the bill.
Thank you, Senator. Further, Senator Dempster.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the body. One of the things that I think we always have to remember is whose revenue are we giving away here, and I think it's always easy for us as members of the state legislature to give away somebody else's revenue, and that in this circumstance would be the school districts and the counties, of course, which benefit from the property tax. Just as a gentle reminder, it is true that last year, and I think in the 2003 session, that we did reduce property taxes for wind farm developers, the property that it goes on, by about 70%. But the deal that we struck in exchange for that was, all right, it's fine and dandy, let's give you some incentives so that you can choose South Dakota, and we want them here, we want you here. Let's give them some incentives so they do locate the wind farms in South Dakota. This is a good thing. This is a necessary thing. But in exchange for that, what we did is we imposed a production tax that we said once those blades start spinning, once those, electrons or neutrons, but once those electrons start flowing, that's something of value, and as a result, we tax that something of value. And what we get back in value is much greater than what we gave up in property taxes. Most significantly, though we did give up local property taxes, what we pay back to local school districts, what we pay back to local counties is a greater amount than what we gave up. This would probably be a different bill if this bill had some sort of a process where you could say we're going to give you a local property tax break, but in the long run, we're going to develop another source of revenue. But in fact, this bill does not do that, and I would urge a no vote.
Further remarks?
Mr. President?
Does any member wish to speak before Senator Adelstein speaks a second time? Senator Adelstein, you have the
floor. I'd like to corroborate the remarks of the senator from Beadle County and the senator from Minnehaha County. There is no comparison between this bill and the last one that we passed. I thought the questions from the senator from Cotting County were well made. What we did is we made a concession by reducing what we would earn, but we still earned something. This bill gives away all of it, one. Number two, we found ourselves in much the same spot that an airline company is when it is about to fly with an empty seat. It was very clear that what we did was only to meet what was required to be competitive to get wind farms in the southern Dakota rather than in the northern Dakota. And it was an excellent idea. We competed and we were successful. We're getting earnings, unlike this bill.
Senator Abdallah.
Thank you, Mr. President. I respectfully call the question.
Been moved and seconded to call the question. Those in favor of calling the question say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no.
No.
Motion carried. The question has been called. The question is final consideration of Senate Bill 94. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah?
No.
Adelstein?
No.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Bartling? Bradford?
Aye.
Brown? Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
No.
Gant?
No.
Garnos?
No.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Gray?
No.
Hanson Tom? Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Haverly?
No.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Howie?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Unhoff?
Aye.
Durstead?
Aye.
Kochek?
Aye.
Knutson?
No.
Maher?
Aye.
Merchant?
Aye.
Miles?
Aye.
Nelson?
No.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Nordstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
No.
Peterson?
Roden? No.
Schmidt? Teason?
No.
Trebek-Berry? Valley? Senator Dempster votes no. Mr. President, there are 17 ayes, 17 nays, one excused.
President votes no. Senate Bill 94 has failed to receive an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect and is declared lost. Senator Heideprim?
I give notice of my intent to reconsider.
That's so noted. Thank you, Senator. Senator Adelstein?
Yes, I have the most unusual personal privilege question, something that in my 6 years in the legislature never happened and may never have happened before in South Dakota. Today, we have in the Senate a senator and his twin that were born on this day. Could we sing happy birthday to Senator Roden and his sister in the gallery?
Senator.
Oh,
Senator,
you did? Where was I?
Sing it again.
Thank you for your extreme enthusiasm. But I think just once is enough for Senator Roden. Senator Knutson.
Thank you, Mr. President. At this point, I would move that we defer the balance of our calendar, both the House bills and Senate bills.
What's that, until Monday, sir? The motion has been made and seconded to defer the balance of the calendar until Monday. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Members of the Senate, Senators Adelstein and Howie, ask the Senate to welcome to the Senate gallery Kristen Donnan-Standard, an author and also a partner in the outstanding bronze foundry near Hill City, where artists cast their bronze sculptures instead of going to Colorado. Kristen, welcome. Are there any announcements? Any announcements? Seeing none, a motion to adjourn is in order.
Senator Roden moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Is there a second? Moved by the birthday boy, we adjourn. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Have a good weekend.